I was playing at my piano as I do for Jimmy every night when Holly walked in. She approached me and I got up to meet her, hopeful she was bringing me some good news. But the bitch drew a gun on me and pointed it right at my head. Everyone started to scream and run for their lives when all of a sudden, the front doors burst open and in walked another Holly. I was having a Mary-Kate and Ashley moment, let me tell you.
How?
The first Holly in front of me, we'll call her Tweedledum, turned to face the second Holly, Tweedledee, duh, and spoke in a weird voice.
Bye-bye, baby.
Then out of nowhere, Jimmy lets out a scream and launches himself into me like a sexy human meat shield.
No!
I hit the ground hard and felt something wet splash onto me. I looked at my hands and I saw blood. Then I noticed Jimmy lying on top of me. I just about flooded my basement. Wait, it's Jimmy's blood. Jimmy's been shot.
You ignorant fool. Guns of more than one bullet.
I looked past Jimmy and saw Tweedledee tackle Tweedledum. I think. And then Dee starts unloading on Dum with a series of blows that would make even Bubbles blush.
You mistake wishing, Rundy smelling piece of Wolverine shit. I will punch the two faces right off of you.
I watched as Tweedledee snatched this woman by the scalp and threw her to the ground. And would you believe what I saw next? Tweedledum's face changes into something different, and she starts laughing.
Oh, yeah. Get another good one. Oh, you missed a spot.
Dee stops hitting Dum and stands up. Dee was racking up a bag of swing and a miss. Dee looks at Dum in shock.
Baby, that's the Viper. You need to run.
Who is the Viper? And is this the lead Holly that was talking about? If so, I'm not going anywhere. Next thing I know, these two brutes burst in with weird sacks on their back. I think they were powered by something that you'd see in them picture films. Then they pointed these vacuum tubes right at the Viper.
Remember not to cross the streams.
Got it.
All of a sudden, those two men start shooting these wild green and red light beams from their vacuum tubes, and both of them raise hit Viper right square in the chest.
Ah!
Holly gets blown back about 10 feet and hits the bar hard. I dive for a flipped over table. I have no idea who these heroes are, but I am already ordering the calendar. The Viper moves behind a pillar, and the streams hit it, causing it to explode. I take a look at the Viper, and she is not impressed to say the least. She turns and makes a run for the back door.
She's making a run for it!
Hold up, Ray. We won't get another clean shot in here tonight. Stand down.
Screw you, Cherry. I will not stand down. You might have forgotten how she treated you, but I sure haven't.
You were given an order, Raymond. I suggest you follow it.
All of a sudden, a beautiful woman walks into Jimmy's joint. The kind of woman who always grabs everyone's attention when she enters the room, no matter where you lay your head at night. She strolls over to the one called Ray.
Remember our talks, Raymond. Remember how we worked through your pain.
Ray relaxes, his inflection calmer.
Yes, of course, Adora. Sorry, Cherry.
No worries, brother. We'll get her next time.
I watch as Adora walks over to Holly, who's slowly getting up.
Miss Hooman. We have some things to discuss. You have forced us out into the open. I hope it was not for naught.
Then who and what are you?
My dear, we are the Umbrella Corporation. And were we to officially have such a thing, I suppose you could call me the leader. However, I tend to go by Adora.
Adora looks over at Jimmy.
Cherry! Ray! Over here! It's Jimmy!
Cherry and Ray rush over to Jimmy. I look at him as they roll him over. His chest is a big bloody wound, and boy, he ain't breathing neither.
Adora!
Adora kneels down beside Jimmy and reaches out with her hands. They start to glow a little, but Cherry grabs her wrist.
Not here. Too exposed. Too many eyes.
Yes, of course. But we need to hurry.
Adora's hands stop glowing and she stands up. And she comes over to me. She approaches, kneels down in front of me, places her hands on my head and whispers into my ear.
Obliviate.
Adora whispered something into Baby's ear and he looks like he has been hit with a stunning strike. But a moment later, it looks like Baby makes his wisdom save and comes to. Phew. That was key.
What had happened?
You had a fall, dear. Caused a lot of damage, it appears. You might want to go get some water. Looks like you need it.
Yeah, water sounds nice.
Baby stands up and heads towards the bathroom. I sit agape on the floor like I've been hit with a shield bash. Vengeance fills my mind as I take a look at the carnage around me. Feeling my second wind, I let out a battle cry. But it feels more like a demoralizing shout. Focus on toughness, Harley. You've wiped before. The tank is down. This raid has been called. Adora turns to Ray and Cherry.
Pick him up. We don't have much time. Miss Hooman, with us.
She offers up a hand and I instinctively grab it. Who are the Umbrella Corporation and why do I trust this beautiful woman? Oh, the things I could do to her. Wait, what? Ray and Cherry pick up a very limp Jimmy and we all head out of the club. We make our way back to the door Cherry took me to before and we all head inside.
Boy, that water sure hit the spot. I decided to head back to my piano when I noticed the bar was completely trashed. How in the hell did that happen?
No way.
Not my job. Nope. Not gonna do it. Find somebody else. Not why I'm here. Can't make me do it. Peace out.
Excuse me, sir. Are you baby Grant Gallagher?
Yeah, that's me. What can I do you for?
I've got some questions about a Harley Hooman. You got a couple minutes?
All right, guys, that was episode 4. Man, this one was fun. All right, we had a full cast allotment on this. I'll get to them in a second. First, some exciting announcements. We have a website. HarleyHooman.com is now a thing. Please go there. It's got a breakdown of all the characters and the wonderful actors that are voicing them. Links to find their other things. There's a fan art section. Our social media links are on there. Every episode is on there, as well as places to subscribe to see what else. There's a fan art section, guys. Did I mention that? We'd really like you guys to fill it out. If you have fan art, please submit it to HarleyHooman@gmail.com and we'll make sure to get it up there. Secondly, as you probably heard, we have a new voice. We have the character of Adora being played by the wonderful Paula Rhodes. Guys, Paula is one of the title characters in The New Adventures of Peter and Wendy, one of my favorite web series of all time. She's the voice of Evelyn right now on Resident Evil 7. Really creepy character, guys. Check it out. Paula does a ton of great work, and we are super excited that she's on board. She's a wonderful human being, and I can't thank her enough for joining the team. Now, for the rest of the cast, we kind of flipped the monologuer, if you noticed. The main monologuer for this episode was, of course, baby Grant Gallagher, voiced by the wonderful Joey Couture. Tyrlin Puxty steps in as Harley Hooman again, doing some monologuing duties as well. Our piece's villain, the Viper, was voiced by Diane Hutton. Ray was voiced by Jeff Muller. Cherry was voiced by Gil Ramirez. And at the very end, we actually had a little spot for Francis Splinter Capelli being voiced by Classy Dawn. Full cast allotment tonight, guys. All right, so that was this month's episode. We'll do another one in another month. Please check out that website. Please subscribe to all the socials. Hey, fan art. Did I mention the fan art? Let's get this thing going, guys. Spread the word. Get Harley into some new ears. Tell your friends. Tell your family. We want to make this grow as much as we possibly can. Till next time, guys.